Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
The pop culture phenomenon MILF Manor is back on TLC.
Dating younger men makes me feel playful.
And this season's best kept secret is out.
Are we dating the sons and their fathers?
My dad's here.
What?
You're in competition with your dad.
Oh my God, the dads are hotter than the sons.
And just you wait. There are even more shocking twists to come.
This is going to be crazy.
This is insane.
Don't miss the always unpredictable MILF Manor. Sunday at 10 on TLC. Set your DVR.
You may or may not know, I am the co-owner of Vena CBD. We're committed to your health and wellness with top quality CBD products. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. The ingredients are grown in the USA and third-party lab tested. Vena guarantees satisfaction with a 30-day risk-free guarantee. Buy a get one free with code TEAPOD. That's TEAPOD at VenaCBD.com. Start your wellness journey with Vena CBD today. That's VenaCBD.com.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi, guys. Welcome to this week's Two Teas in a Pod with myself, Teddy Mellencamp,
and Tamara Judge.
We have a big guest today, very own
Vicky Gundelson.
But before we bring Vicky in, hot off the presses, you're going to be excited about this, Tam. Real Housewives of Miami's Nicole Martin engaged to Anthony Lopez. A total surprise, according to People.com. They got engaged.
They got engaged. Well, that's good. Congratulations. I really like her. I like them together. I feel like you could see chemistry on, you know, watching these housewife shows. So many husbands and wives have zero chemistry. You're like, oh, they're doomed. But these two, it's effortless. Like they can just talk and have fun. I love them together. But is it a total surprise? Haven't they been together like 10 years?
They
or something?
Have. But remember, he was like really pushing back when they were asking any engagement questions. But maybe it's because he's been planning it this whole time.
Yeah. Or maybe it's a wedding for season 5.
But here's the real bummer. They got engaged on New Year's Eve while vacationing in Aspen. I was in Aspen. Why didn't they reach out? Nicole, hello. Kyle and I were there.
Everybody was in Aspen but me.
Ugh, I know. I'm so next bummed. Time.
I was at home coughing. Well, congratulations to them. That's great.
All right.
News.
Well, I'm excited to bring Vicky on.
Have you met Vicky yet?
Well, Vicky and I were chatting when you were going potty. The first thing that she said to me is she goes, how come you and Tam are getting paid to do this and I'm not?
Oh, well, she's a businesswoman.
You're getting paid. I want to be paid.
Okay. Well, we'll send you.
We already, I sent her Venmo.
Okay.
It's Venmo.
How much do we owe you, Mrs. Gumbelson?
I don't know. Whatever you guys get paid, I want to get paid.
That ain't happening.
Sorry about your luck, sister.
Yeah, we only get two.
Hold on, Vicky. First things first, I'm a little hurt that you told Tamara that she shouldn't do the podcast with me. She should do a podcast with you.
He should. We talked about it. He never mentioned you, Teddy, because it was up. Her and I were on on the same show. We talked about doing a podcast. Next thing I know, lickety split. You're like, oh, Tamara, two teas in a teapot. I'm like, okay, whatever. That's weird, but okay.
Oh my God. Do I sense jealous spice?
Well, maybe a little bit, but you know what?
She told me I'm jealous.
I would be the first one chosen over you because we're best friends and we live in the same area. We're on the same show.
But I joined her podcast. You understand that, right?
We named it. Okay.
Oh my God. I love you so much. I love that you keep it real. You always speak your mind.
Here's the thing.
You don't hold back.
Whenever you want, you're welcome to come on here unpaid.
You can come work for Coto Insurance unpaid. How's that?
Perfect.
Perfect.
It's done and done.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Vic.
Yes.
Would you invite me and Teddy to come hang out with you in Puerto Vallarta? And we can whoop it up at Undelays.
She's not going to invite me.
Of course.
You will love Teddy.
Well, I know she's your new best friend and we're doing two teas in a pod.
I feel like you're going to like me. So you're saying there's a shock?
I still like you, but I'm just saying it's kind of weird. My best friend is doing a podcast with some other franchise person.
But it's because we need to have different views. We can't be like the amigas or whatever.
And I have different viewpoints. Let me tell you that.
We do. You've been gone for a very long time.
It has been. I went on a date the other night.
Oh, let's hear about it. I want to hear about it. I've already heard about it, but you need to tell Teddy about it.
I have had more of a shit show here in 3 weeks than I do in Orange County.
Shocker.
Okay. So how did you meet him? Was it an app? Was it a setup? What's the deal?
I don't do apps. And by the way, is your dad single?
Oh, Pam asked me this earlier. One, you do not want to date my dad.
How old is your dad?
I don't, and 65 maybe? I don't know.
Oh, he's perfect. Not that old.
The maximum I will go is 63, but I'll do 65 if he's really good.
For the Cougs. Okay. So you want to date... But Teddy's dad.
He's not tall enough for you. I heard that you need a 6 foot requirement.
I do. 6'1"-ish.
Steve is 6'1"?
Six, but I really like 6'1".
No, he's maybe 5'9". Maybe.
He's not tall enough for you.
Okay, next. Okay, so.
And I kind of feel like you're not young enough for him.
Okay. Whatever. This is my list. So if any of you listeners
tell us the list. I'll tell you.
Number one, they must love Jesus. Age 55 to 63. So your dad out. I want to be treated like a lady. I want a family man. I want them to be self-sufficient.
Yes.
Someone I can laugh with. Someone who will adore me.
Yes.
I love that. Likes to travel, new experiences, someone to cook with me and drink wine
yes.
or tequila with me, but not be an alcoholic. I can't do the drugs and alcohol thing. Attractive to me. He has to like...
He has to be into you. Okay, get it. Fine.
Yes. Do you remember when Brooke said, it's her vagina. Her vagina I love. Yes.
He has to be confident, but not egotistical.
Cocky. Not cocky.
Okay, get it.
Has to be loyal and committed, no lies.
A lot of things on your list.
I thought this was going to be a list of people.
My matchmaker.
Okay.
Affirmations are important to me. Someone to love my friends and my family. Non-smoker, no drugs, not focused on social
non-smoker.
Media.
Non-smoker, you thought the Cougs was going to be appropriate? He smokes 24/7.
I don't know anything about him. I think he's darling. Anyway, loves to dance, the cowboy hat. Wear is a plus, or cowboy boot wear is a plus, Midwestern guy, someone who respects me and my career, someone who likes boating the river, someone who is not intimidated by my success, must have good teeth, dresses good, owns a home, likes Mexico, entrepreneur, flexible with work, likes to have sex with me, to be continued.
Likes to have sex with me.
To be continued.
Vicky, your list is this long.
Vicky, your list is, I mean,
only 20 things. It keeps growing.
Only 20 things.
Okay.
So you went on a date with a guy recently,
all right,
a Canadian guy.
How did you meet him? Okay. We know you didn't do apps.
Fun place down here. I don't do apps because all the freaks are out. At a local place, he came up to me and said, oh my God, your dimples. Da, da, da. I'm like, yeah, they're with me everywhere I go. They're always going to be there. And then he's like, can I take you out this week? And let me get your phone number. I'm like, So I gave him my WhatsApp number, which is international. And he texted me, look at his flip the next morning. He's like, where would you like to go? What day? He said, let's go to Le Cliff. I'm like, that's where my fiance asked his fiance.
Hold on. Did you tell him?
Did you go there?
No, I didn't go there yet.
Oh, okay. But did you tell him?
I did tell everything.
Can I find on the World Wide Web?
Probably not.
Can you send me his info?
Top 40 over.
I feel like you sent me a picture of
him. He's 40?
49.
And okay, he's too young. He's too young.
That's problematic. Show me his picture.
We went on this date. It was a very nice date. Very nice. Tima, you're distracting.
She's showing me
a
picture.
I'm trying to find a picture of him.
I do not want to expose him. Please.
No. She's not going to show the
I think pod. Need to see it. I think he's really good looking.
He has this little thing right here, you know, like a little thing.
Yeah, like a little.
A taste saver?
Yes.
No, ma'am.
Yes.
No.
And I'm like.
He's got the little thing.
That's a no.
So let me go a little further because we're gonna have a lot to talk about. So
did you see his wiener?
No,
you may as well have seen his wiener. I'm gonna tell you this, Vicky. Anyone with a taste saver, that's a no.
Taste saver.
Do you know what that means?
That means he can like
save the taste for later.
Save the taste for later.
Okay. So anywho. We go to one of my favorite restaurants in town. It's very fancy. Sonora Prime. I wore this beautiful, sexy dress with a little bit of, you know, and he was the whole time like wanted to hold my hand. He said, oh my God, you're so gorgeous. I love the way you smell. I love the way you look. I love everything.
He wanted to bang you.
So I'm like, okay, he goes, do you want a drink after dinner drink? I'm like, no, I'm good. I mean, we had a whole bottle of Camus. He ordered a beautiful ribeye on the salt plank and mushrooms, and it was all like perfect. Then we get in the cab to go back to my house. And
you were bringing him home?
You were taking him home night one? I mean, I had sex with my
Took him home night one?
I took him home. And I said, you know what? Let's just sit on my balcony. It's a beautiful moon tonight. Let's have a glass of tequila and then you can get out, right? So it was very respectful. He's like, your place is incredible. Who do you own it with? I'm like, me, myself, and I bought it myself, cash, da 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 da. Went through the whole story about why here, all that. So anyway, the next night, we planned to meet up again after I was at dinner with a bunch of people. So we met up at this other place, and I could see him walking around the side of the bar, but he never came up to me. He was watching me, like how I interacted
with people.
And so all of a sudden, I go, hi, like, what are you doing over there when we're trying to have a thing to like talk tonight or whatever? And he comes up, he goes, why are people taking your picture? I've been seeing three people take your picture. I said, well, I was at a little reality show, and 14 years later, I still get recognized, and there's bachelorette parties here and birthday parties here, and people come here to see me, and ironically, they're here to see me.
And he didn't like that.
He did not like that. He said, well, let's dance. I'm like, okay, let's dance. And I need to take dancing lessons. So he was a really good dancer, and I'm like, I'm gonna follow along. He's like, I'm the man, you follow me. I'm like, okay, but I'm an alpha female, so you follow me. So anyway, it was a really great dance. And then he tried to.
Oh, he wanted to make out with you?
At the place?
On the dance floor. So I'm like, and it's packed.
And everyone's going to be trying to take your picture if they've already been trying to take it.
Did you give him some tongue?
No. So I said, I don't do that. Even if we're married, I don't do that. I mean, that's for the bedroom. I don't do that. And he's like, well, I'm really having a problem with you not showing me affection here.
Like
literally.
Okay. Well, don't let that date discourage you because there's a lot of great guys.
I know. I'm just going to find, they're going to have to find me.
Oh wait, there's more.
So I'm just going to end it where he said to me. So
he ended it?
He's at 2:30 in the morning. He says, hi. Oh, night hun at 2:30 in the morning.
Hun is spelled H-O-N or H-U-N?
H-O-N.
H-O-N. Okay.
You're just a bit too popular for me. I wish I met you otherwise or in another way. I said, okay, well, it was nice meeting you too. And then the morning I get, hey, babe, I feel you deserve an explanation. I think you are an absolutely beautiful person inside and out. I just don't care for the idea that we couldn't dance or talk without somebody getting in your face, which is a lie. Two people said, can I take a picture when you're done dancing? Because I didn't realize how much that happened. I also want to be able to show the person I am with affection while in public. Otherwise, I enjoyed our time together. I said, all good. Whoever has the opportunity to end up with me will have to embrace all of me and accept it and cherish it.
Yeah.
You're totally worth it. I think I overreacted. So that was my first experience here going on a date. But I think I told you I hired a matchmaker.
Yes. So you hired a matchmaker in Chicago, right?
And then I'm on my fourth date with a guy from Chicago from the matchmaker.
Okay.
He's picking me up from the airport when I get to Chicago on Thursday.
Okay.
The pop culture phenomenon MILF Manor is back on TLC.
Dating younger men makes me feel playful.
And this season's best kept secret is out.
Are we dating the sons and their fathers?
My dad's here.
What?
You're in competition with your dad.
Oh my God, the dads are hotter than the sons.
And just you wait, there are even more shocking twists to come.
This is going to be crazy.
This is insane.
Don't miss the always unpredictable MILF Manor. Sunday at 10 on TLC. Set your DVR.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout.
I started my wellness journey with Symbiotica because I was tired of having no energy and I wanted better gut health. I love Symbiotica's probiotics, and I know you will too.
Their supplements are super easy to take on the go and travel with. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking it every day.
With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. You don't have to worry about running out.
You can also modify or freeze your subscription whenever you want.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, DashPass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply. You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
So what's next, Vic? What do you think is next? Are you over the Steve thing?
I'll never be over him.
Why are you not over him?
Because to me, when you fall in love with somebody as deep as I did, you don't just move out of somebody's house and into the next one.
Do you remember when we were in Mexico? In normal days, you would be whooping it up, partying. I was naked. Shannon was in her Spanx. And you're like, I can't do this. I can't do this. I can't do this. I said, oh my God, she's going to get fired. She is not the same Vicky that she's been for so many years because you were so afraid of what he thought.
I didn't want to lose him. And I thought, as you are in a partnership, if one of your partners want you to kind of tone it down, which is very difficult for me. It's like a horse wanting to get out of the cage. Like, I want to go full throttle all the time.
Yeah.
So I really was okay with toning it down as I was getting older, because I'm like, you know what, at the end of the day,
But I don't feel like there's toning down Vicki Gunvalson. Like, there's no toning you down. You're full throttle all the time. And that's what people love about you.
I know. But if I was going to keep him,
you had to tone it down.
I had to, because to me, that was worth it.
I have to ask, because this is honestly, when I did my Instagram question yesterday and everybody was asking their questions, the main question that was asked was, do you ever miss Dawn?
Yeah, Don and I are actually really have re-sparked a really quality friendship. He just got recovered from COVID. He was alone. So I did, you know, Instacart, kept bringing him
food. You were sending him food.
Food. I did.
And medication.
Instacart and medication, and got him with my doctor. And he was really heartfelt. He's like, you know, Vicki, I'm all alone. And
you said he was very thankful.
Yeah, very
thankful. Would you ever consider reigniting that flame? Because people love you guys.
I know.
So I loved Don. I am full to blame. 80%, 50%, whatever the number is. Don, it wasn't a good husband toward the end. I wasn't a good wife. It wasn't, we weren't on a good path. We're good people. We never
loved. Think it was the show?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. And Tamara Gott was getting divorced from Simon, so I thought I had to do what she was doing.
Oh, it's my fault. It's my fault.
Tamara,
it's always
fault.
My fault. No, I mean, I will call Don right now and be like, hey,
I love him.
He knows you love him. And I love Don. And I feel like you guys should just get it back together.
I mean, it's been 11 years since, you know,
could you imagine the sex after 11 years?
I love sex so bad.
I know you do.
I'm like ready to.
So now
she's ready to bang the wall.
Now that you just said that, I really feel like we need to make the effort with Don.
But I also think, Teddy, there might be more opportunities. I mean, I don't know what the Lord has planned for me. I pray about it every single day. I thought Steve Lodge was going to be my forever man.
Why?
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 It does not seem fun or nice.
You put that ring on me.
You were in love with the idea of being in love and being settled down. I don't feel like he was the one. I don't feel like he's a horrible person. I don't feel like
attracted to him. And I had.
But are you really?
So much. Yeah. But I don't.
You are.
I was, yeah.
Who do you think's worse, Steve or Brooks?
Somebody lying about cancer is pretty shitty.
Vicki, I can tell you this.
I'm alone.
From therapy, because after I got the boot from Housewives, I was like struggling and I was like, what is going on? And my therapist was like, there is something in you from a young age where like you didn't feel unconditional love for whatever reason.
Let's go back to when I was a childhood. My childhood was perfect. Sincerely. Every therapist goes, tell me about your childhood. It was perfect.
Yeah. But for the people that didn't have perfect childhoods, like it comes up, you know, and I know that.
There's no part of your life that you feel like you're searching for. You're trying to get that validation.
I just want to be loved 100%. I don't like being alone. I don't. Steve knew that. Don't ever leave me. Whatever we're going through, let's work it out together. Because I adore him.
You're not talking to him right now.
No, I haven't talked to him since the day he walked out of my house. Oh, he did tell me that I need help. I said, okay, I'm getting it.
Okay.
But no, there's no conversation.
So where do you plan to go from here?
Tammy, that's the weirdest question you asked for me.
No, I'm just asking, like, you know, like you
need to go down the pool in a little bit.
You're going to go in the pool a little bit. So I'm just saying, like, it is what it is. He did to you what he did to you. You went from Brooks to this.
I had 10 months in between Brooks and Steve.
Which one was harder to get over?
Steve, 100%.
Really? Because I would have said Brooks.
Now, when Brooks drove away because he hurt me so bad with that cancer scam, I thought this time around, I got it right. I really did. I did a lot of praying about his family and I were totally connected.
Okay, let me ask you a question about that, because I have married because I felt like this is what I need to do for my life. And when I married Simon, I felt like I needed somebody with structure. I needed somebody, you know, that was just very grounded. And I married Simon, not because I loved him. We had fun together, but it wasn't love. So
she'll never love him half as much as I love him.
But do you feel like you were in love with Steve?
Yeah.
You do.
I totally do. Absolutely.
But do you think maybe you thought you were in love with him because he didn't love you the way that you needed to be loved and you were like searching for that?
I feel like you loved works better. More.
I don't know.
Guys, we have to get into listener questions or I'm going to get the freaking hammer. So we're going to take a quick little break.
I don't want to talk about him anymore.
Okay, all right, we're moving on. Take a quick break and we'll come right back. We're going to answer.
Why do we have to do a break?
Because we have ads. How are we going to pay you, Vicky?
You get paid. I don't. I get it.
No, we're going to pay you. We will pay you, okay?
The pop culture phenomenon MILF Manor is back on TLC.
Dating younger men makes me feel playful.
And this season's best kept secret is out.
Are we dating the sons and their fathers?
My dad's here.
What?
You're in competition with your dad.
Oh my God, the dads are hotter than the sons.
And just you wait. There are even more shocking twists to come.
This is going to be crazy.
This is insane.
Don't miss the always unpredictable MILF Manor. Sunday at 10 on TLC. Set your DVR.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout.
I started my wellness journey with Symbiotica because I was tired of having no energy and I wanted better gut health. I love Symbiotica's probiotics, and I know you will too.
Their supplements are super easy to take on the go and travel with. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking it every day.
With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. You don't have to worry about running out.
You can also modify or freeze your subscription whenever you want.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, DashPass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
All right, guys, we're back. We're getting into listener questions. Vicky is slightly disgruntled about her paycheck, but we're handling it.
We're
the first question is, are you watching Real Housewives of Orange County this season? And what are your thoughts?
I'm not.
You have not watched one episode.
No, I watched a clip, but here in Mexico, you can't get it.
You can't. Okay, so have you seen any of the highlights on social media? Did you see the fight between Shannon and Heather on social media? Okay, and what are your thoughts on that?
I think it's stupid. I think.
But are you team? Are like Tam is always choosing Heather's side.
I always choose Heather.
Always
because I like Heather and I feel like I know where she's coming from.
I think it's a moot point. What Nicole did 20 years ago, who cares? Who cares?
But do you feel like Shannon brought it up because she knew that it was an issue?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, if she didn't know it was an issue, would she bring it up?
The way that they made it look like, oh, it was just nonchalant. Is that Nicole Reese? You know what? Right now I look at that shit like it's so mindless and it's so stupid. I am all about building a solid quality mind. When you are with these women, as you all know.
Well, you know, that's not what the show's about.
So, but I have a question. Who would you rather hang out with? Shannon or Heather?
Shannon.
Really? But when was the last time you talked to Shannon?
Heather and I have no issues. And I like Heather.
Until
I've
now.
Always thought Heather looks down at me because I don't have an extra zero on the back end of my...
Well, I don't feel like Heather looks down on you at all.
I do.
Why?
It's the way I feel. You know, sometimes it's not what they say, it's how they make you feel.
Yeah.
Sometimes words don't even have to be...
But it could be a you thing and not a her thing as well.
When was the last time Heather made an effort to see either one of you?
She's never made an effort to see me. I run into her at Mastro's every now and then, but there's no effort. I'm not in her league.
I can't with your face right now, Tamara. This is the problem I have. Somebody being nice via text message isn't enough.
Yeah.
No. Tamara, come on.
No. Okay, so I'll be totally honest. Heather has always been nice to me. She always reaches out to me when it's my anniversary or my birthday or my kid's birthday, whatever. She's always been super sweet about that. Does she invite me to her house? No. I mean, I have been to her house once, but I always thought that because she wasn't on the show anymore, like she wanted to disengage from it because I got it. She's the one that taught me as soon as you get let go, block everything housewives because that's the best way that you can.
Oh, please.
I'm not like that at all. Like my best friend is still a housewife.
I know. That's got to be hard.
Why is she saying to block it? That's ridiculous.
You have to live whoever you authentically are. Like I'm not going to not be best friends with my best friend because she's still on a show that's creating money and a life for her.
But I don't feel like Heather's a mean person. Like she's not a mean person. She doesn't want to hurt anybody. I just feel like Shannon is such a, she's so into the show and everything she does about the show.
Friendships are. So is Emily. So is Gretchen.
So is everybody on the show.
You can't get mad at that. You have to go like, who'd I have more fun with? I'll have more fun with Shannon, with you.
But do you still talk to Shannon?
No.
But why?
Because she stopped talking to us as soon as we got fired.
She stopped talking to me when I didn't get asked back.
Yeah.
Oh, so same with Tamara. It wasn't exclusive to Tamara. Yeah.
Same with me. Same with Megan. Same with Heather DeBrow. She did it to everybody.
I don't like that.
I don't like it either.
It'll happen to her one day.
But and I'm not going to come to her defense. And that's the thing that bugs me. It's like, am I going to run to her because she's hurt? No. She didn't run to me when I was hurt. So... I don't know. I feel like you still have friendships on the show with people, regardless if you're on the show or not. When it comes to Orange County, like Vicky and I, we left at the same time, right? Not because we wanted to. Part of most of the cast is like, bye. We don't want anything.
Because they're threatened.
Yeah.
Are they? Come on. I go to work every day. Lonely right now. Tamara never calls me up. So
oh my God. You guys are always talking.
We talk every single day, asshole.
Tamara, when's the last time I saw you?
Well, because you're being in Mexico for 3 weeks.
And you haven't even invited us or done any things to get us there to do a group pod.
Okay. Can you invite us to go to your house in Mexico?
Yes. I'm having a big birthday party for myself.
When?
Yeah. It's only 10,000 a person.
No, it's not.
You're charging?
No, I'm not charging. We're going to a private island. I'm not charging. Yeah.
No, yes. But I'm
on Fire Island.
It's Fire Island.
It's 1900.
I know it's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing. But
when is your birthday?
What I'm saying is, why don't you invite a close group of friends to just hang out at your house, not your birthday, just to have fun and part of it.
I'm going to be here more than ever. I mean, I love it here.
You are.
I can run a lot of my business from here. I have a full office, phone.
Okay. So you have your house in Mexico. You have your house in Codo.
You sold your house in Chicago, right? Because we had some listeners that was like, did she sell her house? You had a house in Chicago.
I didn't sell it.
No, North Carolina. You had it in North Carolina.
I'm buying another house in Chicago.
You sold it. So you're going to buy a house in Chicago. Do you think that you're going to stay in Orange County or do you think you're going to bounce?
I don't think I'm going to stay in Orange County.
You think you're going to move full time to Puerto Vallarta?
Or Chicago. I don't think I'll live here full time, but I want to spend at least 6 months a year here.
You have a very nice life. You travel.
I love my life. Except I want a man that will experience life with me.
And what about a woman? We're not done talking about housewives. I'm sorry. The listeners want to know about Kelly Dodd. They want to know what your thoughts are with her. Are you still talking to her? I'm sorry, you guys. I have to do the dirty work. I always do the dirty work.
It's all right. I love it.
I reached out to Kelly 2 months ago and said, you want to meet? So we did. And it was nice. You know, when I left her at the reunion, we hugged it out and then we never talked after that.
Right.
And it bugs me because I really liked Kelly. And I thought, what the hell happened? So I reached out to her and she goes, it's all good. And I go, I don't really want to know what our friendship is, but I don't like animosity with anybody. I hate it.
Did you see the fight that she got into with the Heather Dubrow faux account?
Did you see that?
She thought it was Heather Dubrow, but really it was like a prodigy.
It was a prodigy account.
Not a prodigy.
It's a parody.
A parody account.
What does prodigy mean?
A finsta. And she said, then she's like, it's because you're so fugly, blah, blah, blah. And like goes off on this huge rant, but it wasn't even her.
Okay. So she went after Heather Dubrow on a prodigy.
No.
Parody. What's prodigy? Stop.
There's a parody on YouTube that always comes after me and it makes me very mad.
Okay. Let's talk about the question.
A tattoo on her finger.
I got it in the eighth grade. Simmer down, Tam.
Eighth grade? Where were your parents?
On tour.
Eighth grade? She has a tattoo from eighth grade. Okay. Anyways, I'm going to ignore that. So she had a parody account. Okay. So a make fun account, right? What was it? What did it say?
So first off, what happened was that there was a message that came out that said like reviews are low, blah, blah, blah. It's in the fridge. You're welcome to get it. Uh-huh. Reviews are, like ratings are the lowest they've ever been, blah, blah, blah. And then the parody account of Heather Dubrow, which is like Heather Dabra, whatever it is.
Heather Dumbro.
Dumbro says, I got you fired. And Kelly's like in Mexico or living her best life wherever she is. And writes back, it's because you're fugly and
fugly. Nobody wants to hear about your child sexuality. Like
tight ponytail bullshit.
Yeah, she goes in deep. But I mean, I gotta laugh at.
Here's what I don't understand about Kelly. And I'm asking you guys completely. I'm not trying to stir shit, which is my favorite thing to do. I met her once and she was totally lovely to me. At a facial place, like they were gifting us facials. First, she met my husband and he was like, hey, there's a girl named Kelly Dodd here. Yeah. She's really nice, blah, blah, blah. You're coming in. There's this guy named Josh and he gave us all housewives facials.
So
she was so nice.
Let me tell you a little bit about Kelly Dodd.
You guys are boring my asses right now.
Okay. Okay. With Kelly Dodd, old people and kids love her and animals. And that is like, okay, when old people, kids, and animals love you, you kind of feel like they have instinct. Like they, like,
yeah, they would know.
I think that Kelly has a very sweet side to her. She's very down to earth, but then she's got, you know, a little bit of a truth serum running through her veins where she
you
just
do too, makes Tana. Her mind.
I do. I don't hate Kelly. I don't hate her at all. No.
If you had to be on a I'm asking both of you, if you had to be on a deserted island with one person each and the options are.
We got options.
Kelly.
I want Kelly.
Shannon.
Kelly.
I would take Kelly over Shannon.
Kelly.
Yeah.
Favorite person other than Tamara from Ultimate Girls Trip.
Who's your favorite?
You can't say Tamara.
No.
I like Phaedra.
She was cool. Phaedra was super cool.
Very spiritual and I love that.
What about Taylor?
I mean, Taylor's nice. I wouldn't say, what? Why are you saying that? Snore anything. I'd probably say Phaedra because I never knew Phaedra.
Okay. What about Eva? What about Brandy?
I didn't connect with Eva. It's not that I don't like her. I just don't know her.
Okay. What up, Brandy?
Fine. I mean, she came at me a couple times. I
don't like that. A couple times, 3 days. Thank you.
Of my belt.
Yeah.
So, who else was there?
What about
all these weights the other day? And I do it on YouTube every morning.
You do a YouTube on weights?
Nice. Well, plus I have a gym down there, but sometimes at night if I just want to do.
Okay.
Get it.
Okay.
So that's that answer. Next answer is what? Questions what?
I don't know. I don't think we have any more questions for you except for when are we going to.
One question the whole hour.
Oh my God. Now she's judging it. Here's what she's going to do. Now she's going to go around. I feel like you're going to go around and say like Tamara and Teddy's podcast.
They don't know what they're doing.
No curriculum. I hate it. How would you change our podcast?
What would you do to make it better?
Well, yeah. If you're on my podcast, I wouldn't let me talk so much. So you never even got your questions out. I wanted to see how good you were.
Oh, okay. This was a test.
This is a test. So our questions were not good enough?
You didn't even ask any. Like two. Like
we just let you talk and dig your own holes, Vicky.
Dig your own grave, bitch.
Boring. Oh!
You got to come up with a new insult. That one's played out.
But I mean, why are so many people watching podcasts lately? I don't get it.
They don't watch. They listen to them.
They listen to
them. Well, they do watch too.
We're in the top 20.
Good. I was top one.
Top one. I gotta look into that.
My Whoop It Up with Vicky and my Reality with Vicky was top. Well, I was on one for a couple of weeks.
Anyway, you were one? You were number one?
You were the number
Congratulations,
one?
Both of you. I'm bowing down.
You are?
I don't see any.
I don't see any bowing. Are you not happy for me?
For what?
She's taking
for
deep
what?
Breaths. All right. We were going to continue discussing this. Okay. Hold on. Someone entered the room. Who is that?
There? Is that?
My sister-in-law.
No. Oh. I thought it was a guy. Do you have a date tonight?
No.
No. Okay.
She had to think about
How's the matchmaker going? I just want to put my questions in there because I only asked you one.
Good. And I are going to see each other next week when I'm in town.
Is the guy from Canada?
He's 55. No, from Canada.
Canada.
Is the one with the taste saver.
Okay. So who's.
I told you about. He's in Chicago because I will only date a Midwestern man.
Okay.
All guys suck right now unless somebody wants to tell me they relocated from Chicago.
Okay.
So anyway, we'll be at date four next week.
Okay.
Date four. That means sex.
Yeah.
No.
When does
no.
sex happen?
I don't know how it happens to because I am horny.
She's hornier than shit. She's always horny.
Do you use one of Tamara's vibrators? She sent me one for Christmas.
I need them to say
that. I couldn't figure out how to use it that good.
Well, I'll show you. Oh, that's weird.
No, I need somebody to tell me they love me. They think I'm pretty. They like my dimples. They want to know what I want for dessert. Like, I need a relationship.
You need a wiener.
I want a relationship. I don't want
a wiener.
No, I don't want that. I want a relationship.
A wiener. You don't want a vibrator. You want a wiener.
I want a non-lying, perfect relationship, which I thought I had with my fiance.
Well, we ran out of time, Vicky.
You need to get on.
He's come back on. We're going to talk about the perfect relationship.
You guys went on your social media saying, oh, what do you want to know about Vicky? And then you don't even ask any questions.
We did. We asked you a ton of questions.
You covered a lot for us. That's the beauty of you.
Did. How do you feel about the show you started, how it started, and where it's at now?
I don't feel good about it. I want to be back on and change it, but we're never going to be back on, Tamara. That's the facts.
Well,
we're never going to be back on.
Okay, well, time.
It's our own show.
We were on for a very long time.
No, Vicky, what if Tamara and I get a show and you're not on it?
She's never going to be friends with me again then. Because Tamara and I talked about it. So you can't do that.
Okay.
You have to have some sense of loyalty always.
Okay.
I would never do a podcast with Teddy and not invite you. Never.
Well, I did invite you. You're here right now.
As a non-paying participant. No, I would not.
Well, we're going to pay you.
Here's the thing. I can't really tell when Vicky's joking or not.
No, I'm not joking. I would never do that. Tamara, you know I'm not joking. I would never do that to her.
But I went on your podcast, but I didn't get paid.
I didn't get paid.
Well, why didn't you get paid? What kind of deal did you sign?
Because it was in COVID and it was like,
you didn't get paid on your own podcast.
Okay. Well, you need to
do that. You want me to do your deal?
Well, that's why I stopped it.
Okay, maybe iHeart will give you your own show.
Maybe, but maybe I'll ask Tamara to be on. How would that make you feel, Teddy? Kind of pissed, right? Yeah. But, I started it.
Oh my God. I can't that I'm having to fight with Vicky right now. I love you so much, Vicky. Let's save our fight for when we're in person and there's cameras.
Yes. Let's
go. Maybe I'll ask Kelly or Gretchen to be on my podcast.
Ew. That's not going to be a good podcast.
No, I think you go do with Kelly, but
Gretchen, are you going to get
not right?
How's your face tone?
Yeah. How's your face tune? Got to blur your nose out.
Oh, Tamara, I got this great doctor here. See this little bruise right here?
Yeah.
I got a little bit of...
What did he do to you?
It's a woman, and there's a line out the door.
Okay. You look beautiful, by the way.
Yeah, you look amazing. What did he do?
She. She has a clinica that I've been coming here for like 7 years. The best. Everything.
Like, is it injections in your jaw? What is it?
But she did a little something right here. I just closed my eyes, and she gave me a dental block. Because I'm getting like these lines here. She says, oh, we'll make them go away.
Oh, okay. How many pesos did that cost?
She didn't do fillers.
Okay.
I don't want ever a filler.
Okay. How many pesos was that?
$223. And I was there for 2 hours.
Whoa.
That's a long time.
In Chicago, she said she will never go to anybody else ever again.
Okay. Okay, so we will come out.
We'll come there. We're going to spend 223 pesos. We're going to whoop it up.
I had a massage yesterday morning for 80 minutes for $16.
Did you get the
happy ending?
No. Nothing's happening down there, but I'm all Brazilian waxed, ready to go.
And nothing's happening?
Use this in the promo. She's Brazilian waxed and ready to go. If you're 6 foot, caring, thinks she's pretty, likes her dimples, are ready for all the things.
All the 18 things. And to be continued.
Oh my God. I love you.
We love you. Thank you.
Come home because you're too far away.
Bye.
Mwah. Weird that you guys are saying goodbye. So we just got started.
Well, we have other lives.
We can't help it. We have to go.
I got
to
cut off Sophia from school.
Bye.
I love you.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now. And they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
You may or may not know, I am the co-owner of Vena CBD. We're committed to your health and wellness with top quality CBD products. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. The ingredients are grown in the USA and third-party lab tested. Vena guarantees satisfaction with a 30-day risk-free guarantee. Buy a get one free with code TEAPOD. That's TEAPOD at VenaCBD.com. Start your wellness journey with Vena CBD today. That's VenaCBD.com.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.